Blog Talk Radio.
Keep me together, say you keep me together, say the only thing you mean, keep me together, yeah, you keep me together, I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever, but you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together, I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together, I'm trying to keep shit together, trying to keep shit together, I'm trying to keep us together, trying to keep us forever, trying to keep somebody lifting me up. You're the only one with me that I know giving a fuck. I know you holding me down when I need you most. You know we having a celebration, let's exchange a toast. This is your time, baby, yeah, your time. Always on my mind, yeah, you always on my mind. Always on my mind, yeah, yeah, yeah. Once you hear me going, got you going with me. We only going together. We gon' keep on bouncing on them together.
Lot of money, not even know what they be doing. Just be that flow that be wake up and snoring. Fuck on this bitch and I'm gone in the morning. Got these deposits I'm counting this morning. Label meetings and they talking about torn. Might do the big body, might do the torn. Ringing the alarms while these little niggas snoring. Fendi, New Celine, might do the lawn. His car is citizen, claim it's a foreign. His bitch be digging me, say that he born. He ain't packing like daddy be holding. I'm in the guts and I'm stabbing, I'm stroking. Shit is a movie, now keep it in motion. I'm with the dogs, yeah. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Heard you popping that shit. You ain't popular, nigga, you ain't turned up at all. I'm with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Don't know no scamming dealers, hitters, my nigga. Yeah, I'm talking Kermit the Frog. I'm with my dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. We ain't talking to ops, we ain't taking no deals, nigga. We don't fuck with the law. I'm with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. If I let off a leash, then my dog gon' go head up and hunt up a fool.
Yeah. Don't fuck with these niggas, cause niggas be funny. They rather get bitches, I'd rather get money. I hear them talking like they actually bout it. Feel like P, yeah, nigga, I'm bout it. Big racks, big straps, new plaques. Yo, batch, new weed, good batch. New deal, new coupe, fish scale. Bobby whirl, ride around on that big wheel. New ice, new drip, big chill. I hear him talking, I'm a big deal. No baby milk, but I'm in for milk. Slow down, little nigga, cause shit here could get ill. I drill all that noise, I be moving with poise. Mop sticks, rock sticks, chopsticks. I hear him talking like they hot shit. Slow down, dusty nigga, you niggas not it. I'm with the dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Heard you popping that shit. You ain't poppin', little nigga, you ain't turned up at all. I'm with the dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Don't know no scammer dealers, hitters, my nigga. Yeah, I'm talking Kermit the Frog. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. We ain't talking to ops, we ain't taking no deals, nigga, we don't fuck with the law. I'm with the dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. If I let off a leash, then my dog gon' go head up and hunt up a thief.
Yo, yo, we live, it's Monday again, you already know how it's going down, it's Humble Rice Reality Radio, slash Humble Rice Experience. I'm your host, Dre Star, along with the beautiful, beautiful V. Tony. Oh,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, what's up?
Right, right. What's going on, V? How's your weekend?
I feel like I've had the longest week in the world, but I'm still here. So let's get it.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I was saying, people. We have a great show for you. I'm sure you guys seen the flyers. I've been promoting all weekend. And my man, Sinful Rage, is in the building. He's the first guest. And then, you know, maybe I got something for you at 9 o'clock. But, you know the number? 563-999-3718. You want to call in, give a shout out, you want to talk to the host, you want to talk to the guest, anything you want to do, and press that 1, and you'll go live as soon as possible. Yeah, we're going to go to one more song, and we're going to come back with the name of the half hour. Sinful Rage.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get drunk for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from, ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sippin' beer. Switching up, hoes with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up out that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then have to take a stare. Spider senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, just record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever stare them in the wrong direction.
Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.
Yo, 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 yo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Back. Yo, listen. Y'all know what to do? The man of the hour, Central Rage, is in the building.
Yes, sir.
All right, first and foremost, I'm going to start with saying thank you. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you taking time out your schedule to come bless, you know, the experience and
tell us
more about yourself.
Thank you for having me, man. Thank you for having me.
Definitely, bro. So listen, though, I know a little bit about you. But why don't you tell the audience a little bit more about yourself?
Well, originally I'm from Dallas, Texas. You know, born and raised. I always kind of wanted to do singing. I always wanted to be an artist, you know, but I was an actor for a good long time for Brown Lane Studios. And, you know, I wasn't happy, man. I wasn't happy, you know. I was enjoying life at the same time, you know, but I just wasn't, it's not what I wanted to do. I didn't feel accomplished. You know, let's take it back. So, like, I had two daughters. And, you know, this is, my baby mom kind of had a thing where she got a new boyfriend, and all of a sudden I wasn't allowed to see my kids no more, man. So I made myself a promise. I'm going to do something so they're going to know who I am. They're going to see me. And they're going to know who the dad is, you know. And the best way to do that is to either get famous by singing or acting, you know. So that's why I chose them to. And I'm just sticking to it, man. Sooner or later, I'm going to make it, you know. I gotta keep my promise to myself and to my kids.
Definitely. So you did a little acting. What acting have you done as far as going this man?
Well, I started off with Syndicate Rise of an Empire, working for a guy named Sean Jungle. Great dude. I went in to do a cold reading because I was supposed to play an extra. Went in there and did the cold reading. Guy goes, no, we got to rewrite this, man. He goes, I need you to play Leroy. I said, oh, man. You know? I did that with Brown Lake Studios for a good long time, man. Chaz Buchanan, Israel Luna, did shows like Syndicate Rising Empire, Unsettled Woods, Moonlight Madness Mayhem, Only the Brave with Jeff Bridges, Josh Brolin, you know, and then kind of just stopped right there after Only the Brave because that just, you know, it hit me, man. I had to get to my music. I had to do it. I used to sing my kids to sleep, you know, and that's kind of why I chose it.
Right. So you were telling me backstage that, you know, you've been wanting to do music since a child, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I've been trying to do, really, I've started a clothing company. I've been trying to do all sorts of stuff, man, just to make it and come up. I got to do that. You know, that's the biggest promise. And, you know, if you don't have faith in yourself, you can't have faith in nothing, man. So I keep pushing and keep trying to have faith in myself and that I can do it. And knowing God's going to guide the way.
Definitely. So what would you say was the hardest part of chasing a goal from getting into your acting? What was the hardest part that you've been through?
I'll be honest with you, man. Learning how to network and, you know, because everybody will sit around and then they think it's impossible. There are a lot of people do. You know, I wish I could be an actor or I wish I could be a singer or, you know, I'm here to say it right now. The only thing it takes is to start doing it and learning how to network. If you know how to network, go to Facebook groups, Instagram groups, you know, all stuff like that for singers, artists, and share. And, you know, you never know who you're going to run into. You never know if you're going to meet somebody big that's going to make you blow up, you know. Because, I mean, to date, I still haven't even had the time to write a song, you know. I figure when I start writing lyrics, I want something to be done with it, you know. I want something big to be done with it. So every song I've made to date has all been freestyle.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I heard a couple of your jokes. I heard a couple of your songs, and, you know, it's... So you telling me a freestyle, it's pretty good. Yeah, it is good. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
right,
I'm just hoping it pays off, you know?
All right, B, any questions?
Yeah.
So what got you started in singing? I know you said you used to sing to your kids all the time. I sing to my son all the time. Little old soul that I've got. Natalie Cole, Nat King Cole's Unforgettable. So what was the lullaby or the infamous song that you used to sing to your kids?
Man, A Change Is Gonna Come, Unchained Melody. Man, I love some old schools, man. I really do.
You down to give us a little sample? You down to give us a little sample of A Change Gonna Come?
Has it been too hard living? But I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. Stuff like that, you know?
Wow, that was amazing.
Yeah, that's my heart right there. I remember being a kid going to school in the morning, man. Mom would be singing at the top of her lungs, jamming while she's driving, man. You know, I guess it kind of wore off on me.
You gotta everybody's got that favorite aunt. I think I'm the fun, crazy aunt that you never know what's going to be in my bag or what's going to be in my car. I'm liable to come with silly string or fake cockroaches. You never know.
Well, I need one of them, man.
Huh?
I said, I need me one of them, aunties.
I don't know. I get yelled at about it because, you know, the kids love it, the parents, though. That'd be a whole nother that's a whole nother situation. I get warnings before I show up to events. I get the warning. I'm the one that gets the warning. Hey, don't come with this, or this. I don't want to see the silly string. We don't need to see no poop, no whoopee cushions, no pranks. Yeah.
Man, you know what? Kids need that, though. They really do.
Exactly.
Ask me to get the fun.
Yes, sir.
Let's take it back a little bit. As far as growing up, what was your influences growing up? You know, you said you wanted to be an actor and singer, but what influenced you?
When I was growing up?
Yeah.
Man, I've always wanted to sing. Since I was a little child, I wanted to sing. I could never picture myself doing anything but singing and being famous. I remember, man, and this is a stupid story. I got caught one time, and I was jamming Backstreet Boys, man, with my homegirl. And she know how they had the eyeliner and shit like that, and for their eyelashes.
Right.
Whatever it is. I remember we made myself a fake goatee, and she had dressed up, and she put that eyelash stuff all on my face, made myself a fake goatee, and we're in there pretending to sing. Since I was a little kid, man, that's really all I ever wanted to do.
Wow. So was it hard growing up, or how was your childhood?
Oh, man. Trials and tribulations come at you at all stages in life, you know, I'm not going to lie. I've had some really good times in life where life was just a breeze, you know, you're kind of just floating through it. But I'll be honest with you, man. Sometimes it seems like there's a lot more struggles than there was for the good times, you know. The only thing I can do, you know, is remind myself, though, you know, it's not the fall that defines a man. It's how you get back up and how you handle that fall. It's going to define you as a human being and as a person.
Right.
You know, so just staying vigilant really is the only reason I'm even alive today, because by all means, I should have been dead when I went back to Texas, you know. But, you know, sometimes it's just things happen and you don't have no control over it. You know, like when I went back home because an ex of mine says, yeah, come on home. I got you. I was just trying to get away from where I was at the time. When I got back home, the first day I got there, this girl tells me, oh, I got a boyfriend. You can't stay with me. So, boom, right off stat, I was homeless. I didn't have nothing, nobody. And I was stuck out there for about 2 years like that, just homeless, man, just trying to figure out how to get home. And then finally, you know, something, just keeping faith in God, praying, and keeping faith in myself. It worked out, and I finally made it back home. Of course, I had to make it home to Mama, but thank God for Mama, because Mama's going to always be there.
Yes. Yeah, definitely, bro. Definitely.
I told her, and I remember her telling me not too long ago, she told me, she goes, John, you don't even know what it's like to have a hard time. And I told her, I was like, do you know what it's like to have to walk up? Do you know how it feels? It's just to walk up to a trash can, looking at it, knowing your meal's about to come from that, you know? To eat something so raw, it makes you ill. And that's, honestly, that's kind of what made me the man I am today, you know, even though it was a hard time, and it's hard to admit that. It really is. But that itself is what made me the man I am today, is things like that. Them hard times are always a lesson, and there's always a hidden lesson in that God's got for you, you know. You got to be able to read it and catch it.
Definitely. Because, you know, I start to realize from talking to different people and hearing different celebrities speak, a lot of celebrities had to hit rock bottom in order to get the success that they succeed.
Mm-hmm. That's the most valuable lessons you'll ever learn is from rock bottom.
Yeah. Wow. So you said, you also were saying that you started a clothing line. What's the clothing line?
Yeah, Waze Swagger, man. Waze Swagger. Basically, I got a couple of shirts and stuff. I send you some pictures of stuff like that. But, yeah, I've started the clothing line, and it's something I'm really trying to get off the ground right now. Because, I mean, I've always loved fashion, music, you know, just everything entertainment, man. Anything entertainment and fashion, it's always been just, like, almost like it's in my blood, man.
Right. So, you sent us a song. Lord, save me.
Yeah. Lord, help me.
Yeah, Lord, help me.
Yeah. That's a good one.
So, what inspired you to make that song?
Rock bottom, man. Honestly, everything I do, you know, I genuinely, as a person, I try not to do dirt to anybody. There's more than four, but I have my basic rules in life, you know. I don't run. I don't lie. If you lie, you got to be in fear of a consequence or a repercussion. And God didn't put me here to be in fear or nothing, so I genuinely try not to lie. I don't yell or argue. To yell and argue, you got to have, you know, somebody's not listening to you if you're yelling and arguing. They ain't listening to nothing you're saying, no way you're wasting your breath. You know, and all this has to do with that song, because I'm doing my best to be a good person, but I know I can do better. I feel it all the way in my soul. You know, I'm meant to be more than what I am right now. So that's exactly what I made that song for, was for God, show me the right step. If I stray from my path, God, bring me back. Help me be the person I need to be, not only for me, but for those people in my life that I care about.
Okay. All right. So without no further ado, let's introduce your song.
Yes, sir.
You can introduce it. What's the name of it?
I'm sorry?
You can introduce your song.
Oh, Way Swagger, Lord Help Me. Way Swagger in simple ways, Lord help me.
That's dark.
I feel like I could do better. To keep it 100, I'll take it to you. This, I'll even give you 1,000 of it. 1,000% of it, I'm probably be failing on it. But fuck, I seem like I struggle every day, and it seems like every single word I say is the same goddamn word. Over and over, it's repetitive. I feel like I'm going crazy. But fuck it, I guess if I can make one song that's fucking jamming, and fuck it if I have one penny, I promise I'll be feeling a lot better. I feel like I be actually trying to stack my chair. I feel like I be working for a goal that's accomplishable. But feels like right now I'm just sitting there at the bottom, and this little puddle that I'm sitting in is my misery, and it's starting to get cold again. Feels like I might be drowning. All these fucking pain they wipe away. Every time I take a perk, and then I know I gotta go and say,
Lord, help me to how I can be better than I used to be, better than I used to be. So Lord, help me see how I can be better than I used to be.
Lord, forgive me, seems like I've been a perfectionist for a while. I know that I really, sometimes I know that I, matter of fact, I'm positive I let you down, let it down, let every one of my friends down. Seems like I just can't do enough. I wish I could do better, though I do. And I know you don't want me to feel like I've been lost inside my own mind, my feelings. I don't know how to feel them. I must be dead inside. Must be the kind of guy who never gets it right. I only want one thing, I want that to change. Let me meet somebody that's worth something.
So Lord, help me to see how I can.
Lord, help me, I feel like such a failure. I feel like everything I've done in life, it was being another failure. No matter how hard I try, I just can't seem to get it on the point of winning. And I really just wanna fucking win. Something in my life has gotta go different, gotta go different. Cause I'm tired of sitting in the same place, not the same damn mistakes, with no food on my plate.
See? Okay. That's simple ways. Simple ways. That's a
yes,
simple
sir.
I like that. I like
that's
that.
An emotional
like
that. One right there.
Right, definitely, bro. You know, without God, nothing is impossible. All right, look, we got a phone call. So we got to go to the phone line and see who we got.
Okay.
Okay, you live. Who's this? Huh? You live?
Hello,
yeah.
Hello, Ray.
What's up? I'm drawing on, right?
What's up? What's up?
Corbin. What's up, man? You're all the Central Ways. You got a question for him?
I missed part of the show, but can you, kind of catch me up on what I missed?
Oh, this is Central Ways. He's an actor, a musician. Out of Texas,
All right. So what, I don't know if Dre had asked you this question, but what inspired you to do music?
My children. Definitely
okay.
My children.
Okay. All right, I got you. I feel that.
that, you know, children can be so important, you know, especially, like, if you grew up and, you know, depending on how you grew up and what you've been through as a child, it's like we want to give our children the world. We want to give our children things that we didn't have. You know what I'm saying? So,
Well, I want to leave behind a legacy for them, something that will make them proud, something that they can say, that's my dad. You know what I mean? That's like, even thinking about it, man, it just makes my heart warm up. I want them to be able to look at me proud as hell and say, that's my dad. You know?
Definitely, bro. That's very important. You know, there's a lot of people out here, a lot of teenagers out here, or kids that's growing up right now without a parent, without a guardian, you know what I'm saying? And they're going down the road of destruction because they don't have a role model. They don't have a something to look forward to, you know?
Yes, yeah, I grew up without a dad, too, and that's one of the reasons why I'm trying so hard, you know, because I haven't got to see my daughters in 10 years now, and I've tried every month I write the baby mom, and I say, hey, how are they doing? Can I talk to them, you know? And for 10 years, I haven't gotten a reply, but it's not going to stop me from trying, you know, and that's honestly why I chose music and the industry, the entertainment industry, you know, because one day I want my name to be in the lights, and them going to be like, they're going to look at it, and they're going to know who their dad is, you know? Regardless whether my baby mom wants me to see him or not, I want them to either hear me on the radio or see me on the big screen so they know who their dad is.
Yes.
That's my biggest goal.
Definitely, bro. So, let's say if people want to catch your movies, where should they see them at?
We can go on Amazon, YouTube, but mostly Amazon. You go into Amazon and you type my name in, then you'll have a movie or two that pops up.
Okay. Perfect. V, Tony, any further questions?
As far as your acting, what was your favorite role to act?
Jason Sloan. I played the guy named Jason Sloan in Syndicate Rise of an Empire. And I think that was my favorite one, man. They very rarely would even give me a script. Normally they'd be recording. They'd say, hey, man, go out there and get it. So, I mean, I'd go out there without a script or anything, and I'd just start acting, you know. But that was definitely my favorite role. I played a crime lord in Dallas, Texas.
Oh wow, that had to be crazy.
Yeah, that was
that
you know
had to be
what,
crazy, but I can imagine that'd be fun. I could imagine that could be fun, but also scary, the idea of it.
Oh yeah, you know, but I mean, we were learning as we went. We were all kind of new at it, you know. I met some real good friends of mine, you know. My friend Sammy Bone is a real good friend of mine. He's actually an artist too. I met him through acting and stuff, doing that same role, man, and it's just, that was a blessing. It really was. It was a blessing in my life because it furthered and gave me more chances and more openings for my music career. Like, if I go back to Dallas, you know, I know enough people that own studios or run studios that I can go through there and record an album and I'll be all right, you know? And I don't think without that acting, I would have been able to do what I'm doing today.
Wow. So if you can reach out to someone that's in the audience, listen to your voice right now, and they were trying to get into acting or had a dream that they wanted to accomplish, what would be your words to them?
Honestly, that I love you. I mean, honestly, that's exactly what it would be. It would be to my baby mom. And it's just that I love you. You know I've made mistakes in life. I know that I've not really been the best person I possibly can be at certain times, but I'm doing everything I can to change it, and no matter what, I want you to be able to see that, and I'm not going to stop until you do. You know, like one of my songs says, and I know you don't see the same vision that I see, but I'm going to keep working at it until you do.
Wow. That's deep. So, look, you want to do like your social media or anything like that?
Yeah, on social media, I go under Thomas McGuire. I had one of those psycho ones at one time, and I just I do what I could do to disappear.
That's what's up. All right, so look, man, once we give your final shout out, and, you know, we want to thank you for, you know, holding it down for us, man, you know?
Hey, man, thank you for having me, man.
You want to do your shout out to anybody? Family, friends?
Oh, man, I got a couple friends here right now, you know, just I've learned the lonely road is the best road to success unless you find some people that are really down to ride for you. And it seems these days most people ain't down for you the same way you're going to be down for them, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So it's very hard in between.
Yeah, man, it's very hard to find true people, and when you have a dream, everyone's not going to believe in your dream the way you believe in them.
Yeah.
No one's gonna dedicate themselves to your dream the way you dedicate yourself. So it's very important to, you know, always know who's in your circle. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
But bro, I'm gonna tell you, on behalf of the Humble Life Experience and all my listeners, we wish you the best.
Thank you, sir.
We also believe in you, and this is your home. This station is your home for anything that you got going on, from your clothing line to your music to anything, man. Feel free to come in, check in on us, keep us posted on your well-being and also your career.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
That's it, bro. People, this is Central Ways. Follow him on Facebook. Check out his movies. He's a very, very talented brother, and we all need each other. Everyone needs somebody. Always remember that.
Yes, sir.
Do you tell me any final words for Mr. Simple?
You know, I've had so many struggles in life. One of the things I do want to get out there is anybody needs something. I don't even care who it is. If you need somebody to talk to, a shoulder to lean on, somebody to cry to, hit me up. Sinful Ways. I have a fan page and everything. Just, I don't want anybody to ever feel like they can't hit me up because of what I'm doing or anything. I don't care who it is. You need somebody, hit me up and let me know.
There you go. V, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Any final thoughts?
You know how I do. Stay blessed, stay humble, stay positive.
All right. Other than Simple Ray, people, you know how we do. It's Humble Life Experience. We still got a little bit more show for you. Our second guest is coming through right now. So we're going to go to a song and come right back. You know the number? 563-999-3718. Hit it up. Let's go.
You just brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah. Couple broken hearts, gonna fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You smash me all day, listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick cut you off in a minute. Got a couple more scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, gonna fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For what they saying, it's up in the stand. I gotta make it my years. They know it's my time. They tell me I'm right, but fuck it, let's play it by ear. Play my music for the people that doubted me. Now I'm up in their chair. I know who got my back, cause I got my front, but the snakes in the rear. When I make it, you know ain't no sign of me. Top the rollie, did you see them diamonds blink? Dior. Cause she want the finer thing. Fly Miami to LAX. Spoke with two time, they know I'm next. Fresh recovered, so I'ma flex. New Jersey, my home, so I'm rapping that. You smash me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally see the stars in the ceiling. Quit to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, gonna fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You smash me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally see the stars in the ceiling. Quit to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, gonna fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get it, trapping out the bed, no stacking paper was a fetish. You want a baby, wasn't ready. Once you have my love and leave, you never forget it. Go against me, tell them bet. Overdose of Henny, need me a medic. Call me a dog, I need me a vet. 10 toes, I ain't never regret it. If you ain't gang, then get out the set. Get out the set. I just want flex. If she ain't fucking, it's sure to get left. I'm counting them checks. Big step, but ain't checking the step. So you could get left. Mob ties, yeah, we got the connect. Keep my foot on their neck. Any, many, many, many more. Catch your eye, think gotta go. Buddy's dropping by the corner store. Hit him with sirens, nigga, we don't know. I ain't got time for niggas. I ain't tryna bond with niggas. I like to change my mood, class I zoom. For that 1942. You smash me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally see the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tell me shit. You ain't gon' tell me nothing. Yeah.
really don't have the life experience. The boy Dre Saw, the beautiful D Tony, the slagged out Richie Rich, we in the building. This is the second half of the show. As I told y'all, without no further ado, the man of the second hour, Papa from the South. What's going on, Papa?
Yo, just Papa from the North.
Oh, the North. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Yeah,
Papa from the North. Okay, okay.
Ain't nothing, King. How you been?
Oh, man. I'm doing good, man. Doing good. It was a crazy weekend, but I want to thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time off the schedule to be here, man.
Nah. Blessing. I appreciate you guys for having me on.
Definitely, bro. Like I said, I'm Dre Saw. You're here with V Tony. And I'm me.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what's up with you? What's up? How you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Chilling.
All right, so look, man. Let everybody, you know, I've been doing research on you all
yes,
weekend, man. You know what I'm saying? So like,
yeah.
I know you. Yeah, like, you're my brother. I know you already. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I think a lot of people say that. You know?
Right.
But that's something good, though. Good vibe.
Why don't you tell the audience, you know, and my fans, a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. Well, you know, Papa from the North, from up north, moved down south, say early 90s. You know, grew up, you know, typically, normal, typical story in the hood, around gang violence, gang-related, drug dealing, you name it. I've been around it. But music was one of those things that kind of, you know, stirred me away from it and kept me on the right track.
That's what's up. So how long have you been doing music?
Man, I've been doing music since, well, I've always been into music since I've been young. Music band, high school band, church band, you name it, I done it. And I want to say, like, officially, like a recording, probably like 3 years, 4 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. 3 years, sounding like that. That's what's up.
Yeah, you still grinding, still learning.
Yeah, you sound like, you see, you know, I heard, I'm sorry, guys, I heard the song already. You guys didn't hear it yet, but he's a very seasoned artist.
Appreciate it.
V, you got any questions for him? Is
it
Tony? Any questions?
Yeah. So you said you're Papa from the North. So
yes.
What's Papa from the North really all about? What makes Papa from the North really tick?
Makes Papa from the North. I mean, Papa from the North is pretty much somebody that's creative. Somebody that's pretty much like a leader. Somebody that, you know, is on a mission to make things happen, to make something happen. Just like an everyday person. Yeah.
So as far as growing up,
yeah.
Who were your inspirations like growing up as far as music?
As far as music, man, we can take it down to Michael Jackson, New Edition. My grandmother, she was real big on Roy Ayers, Patti LaBelle, early 90s, Erykah Badu, Jill Scott, you name it.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah.
So when was it that you finally said, you know what, I'm about to take this thing serious? You know what I'm saying? Like, how
did
that come about?
Just like I said, you know, back in my early days, you know, I got caught in the streets. Typical, you know, hustling, trying to make something happen. I was doing music around that time, but like I said, got caught up a little time, had to sit down. In the process, in that everyday life, you know, working, in the process of it, have a family. So music was kind of like the last thing on my mind until, like, I say, like, 3 years ago when I got into, like, a bad car accident. And damn near, like, lost my life in the midst of it. So I want to say that pretty much kind of woken me up to really go full throttle with the dream. So.
Wow. Sometimes life, you know, sometimes God will show you, you know, something, and just to wake you up, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And not everyone gets a second chance at life, you know what I'm saying? At all. So.
Right.
You know, we have a lot of experience on this podcast for second chances. You know what I'm saying? We all have a second chance. We all have our own experiences, you know?
You're right. And when you get that second chance, you know, you definitely got to get on it, you know. And the grace of God, you know, I was able to get that second chance as far as, like, even life, spending time with my kids, my family, and even doing music. So, yeah, second chance is everything.
Yeah, definitely. So, like, let's go back to growing up. How did you grow up? Like, what was it like growing up?
Well, you know, my grandmother, she raised me. You know, I didn't have my mom in my life. Wasn't able to have my father in my life. So, you know, typical black home, you know, single mom, you know what I mean? Raising a young boy how to be a man and trying to protect me from what's going on in the streets. So, you know, it was some times, but she did what she had to do.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. You know, a lot of times, you know, that grandma, ain't nothing, people always say there's nothing like grandma's love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, but that's real. That's
you can't do no wrong in grandma's eyes.
Right.
You know, just to go back to me, my grandma, man, I could kill 13 people. Had the knife in my hand and caught on tape. And she's still like, he ain't do it.
Right. You can't do no wrong to Granny. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's just like, you know, like I said, got caught up in the street, gang related, you know, robberies, you name it. I done it. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, my grandmother ain't look at me no different. So.
Still there for you, right? Still there for you.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, man. So listen, though.
Yes, sir.
We're going to jump into your first track.
Yeah, let's get it.
It's called She Light.
Okay, let's do it.
Tell me a little bit about that song.
Ah, She Light. This was kind of more like, you know, I'm more into doing, like, the melodic, you know, type sound, you know what I mean? And this is a little more up-tempo, a little more trappy, you know. Yeah, something with some bounce. So, you know, you might like it. Might like
it. All right, so tell the DJ, get ready for She Light, and you want to introduce it?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, it's Papa from the North. It's my new single, She Light. Let's get it.
We're going to get to that song in 1 minute. As I tell you guys.
Yeah, I'm in the trap. Yeah, I'm in the trap. Yeah, I'm in the trap. I roll this blunt while I let my mind eat. The knife that you need me when you lonely.
So with your music, with your writing, right? Oh, we got a caller coming in. Let's let that caller ask the question first. Let's go live.
Hello? Hello?
What's up, you guys?
Hey, man, what's up, man? I'm feeling, yo, what's up, man?
What's up with you?
Hey, yo, Papa from the North, I like that. My question I got is, where you be getting these beats from? Like, do you produce these beats? Do you make these beats? Do you, like do you prefer to use other people's beats, or?
To be honest with you, with Inner Trap, she like, I produce those beats myself. You know what I mean? I find it way easier for me to do it because, I mean, for me, I know the music that I like. You know what I mean? I know the vibe that I like. I know what beats I can ride. So, yeah, I prefer to make my own beats. So, yeah.
Right. That beat is fire, bro.
You want to know the crazy thing is, brother? You're saying this, though? Fun fact, though, right? I was actually about to sell that beat. I was actually about to sell it because I didn't know what
glad
to do.
You didn't.
To be honest with you, my fiance, she told me that I guess she just believed in me to keep the beat and say, hey, man, I know you can do something with it. You can do something with it, baby. So, yeah.
Okay. I got another question.
Yeah.
Are you one of those seasonal artists that's okay without being like a writer? Could you be a producer? Would you be satisfied with being a producer and or being a ghostwriter for other people? Or do you want to be in the limelight and be on the scene?
Be honest with you, man. With me, if it's producing, if it's writing, if it's actually being an artist, I just want to do something with music. You know, that's how much passion I got. As long as I got something to do with it, I'm good with it.
Right, man. I'm feeling the movement, man. I had to tap in, man. I'm feeling the movement, man. I just had to tap in.
Okay, Corey. Where are you from?
Where I'm from? I'm from upstate New York.
Okay, perfect, man. You want to thank you for calling in, man. Definitely. And sharing love, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. I just want to let y'all know, man. We definitely tapped in up here, so don't think that y'all not being heard or y'all not being seen. We definitely tapped in up here.
Appreciate you. That's what I'm saying, man. Getting all the love out here. That's what's up, though. That's what's up. You're a very talented artist, man.
Appreciate that.
I see you going places, man. I hope this is just a tip of the iceberg compared to where your talent gonna take you.
Oh no, for sure. It's more coming. We still out here grinding, we still out here learning, we still out here staying blessed, you know what I mean? That's the movement we pushing. So.
Definitely, bro, definitely. As I said, people, if you're on the line and you wanna go live and if you don't know, just press the number 1, and I'll be notified that you're going to go live. If you're on the line, well, if you're on the link, you have to call in to ask your question. We're here. We're Papa from the South.
Papa from the North.
North
side.
We still here.
What's up with you, Dre? You don't know your direction?
You know what I'm saying?
You're gonna figure it out.
I've been seeing it all weekend, so I don't know why I'm bugging right now. But
nah,
but look, man, we're gonna jump into your second track and come back with more questions and a little bit more feedback from you.
Okay.
I know you did it before, but introduce that track one more time.
Yeah, it is. Like I said, you know, she likes a tempo beat. You know what I mean? Something trappy, something you can vibe with, something you got, you know, you can bounce with. You know what I mean? So, yeah, she likes Papa from the North. Let's get it.
She like the way that I do my thing. She like the way that I dang dang. She like the way that I twist my fingers. She like the way that I do my thing. She like the way that I gang gang. She like the way that I gang gang. She like the way that I. She like the way that I do my thing. She like the way that I twist my fingers. She like the way that I throw my gang. She like the way that I gang gang. She like the way that I gang gang. She like the way that I. Yeah, she like the way that I. Yeah, we trappin' out the back. Yeah, we trappin' back to back. They trappin' out the back, holla where you at? With them niggas that don't know how to act. Got the chopper on the side, that's a fact. Got my hitter in the cut, you quarterback. Hang with them demons that I handle that. Get into the cash, get into the bank. Money on my mind, shit, all the time. Money on my mind, shit, all the time. Girl, you got a good brain. Give me some brains. Yeah, while I'm switching lanes. Yeah, watching for all these lanes. Yeah, pop up from the north side. Yeah, gang, 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 gang. Yeah, pop up from the north side. Yeah, gang, 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 gang. Yeah, nigga, I'm thugging. Nigga, I'm thugging. Yeah, nigga, I'll bust it. Nigga, I'll bust it. Yeah, fuck it, I'm a hustler. Fuck it, I'm a hustler. Yeah, nigga, I'm hustling. Nigga, I'm hustling. Yeah, nigga, I'm hustling. Nigga, I'm hustling. Yeah, nigga, I'm thugging. Nigga, I'm thugging. Yeah, fuck it, I'll bust it.
From the north, tell us about your family. Tell me about your family life. Tell us where you're trying to go with your family life. Like, what organizations you try to reach out to? Are you into charity work, volunteering? Do you do any of that stuff?
Yeah, let's do it. Family is everything to me. Like I said, you know, I never had the opportunity to grow with my mom. Never had the opportunity to grow with my dad, but I had the opportunity to have my grandparents, and they've been a major factor in my life, and it taught me a lot about family. So right now in my adult life, you know, family is everything. I have three beautiful kids. You know, my oldest boy, he's 14. You know, my second youngest boy, he's 9, and my daughter, she's 2. My fiance and I, we getting married next year, so you know, family is everything.
Oh, congrats. Congrats to the new one.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, Queen. Thank you.
Definitely.
So yeah, where are the plans for the wedding? Where are you guys planning on doing your wedding? Are you going to try and do the music yourself and do it up here, or are you going to try and incorporate it and do it, like, go do a live stream? Because that's kind of the way that a lot of people are doing right now. Considering COVID, you know, you kind of can't do so much as far as having large groups. So a lot of people are going and doing just a live stream instead.
Right. Well, right now we're still talking. We're still in the works for everything. But we definitely want to keep everything very intimate. So just close friends, close family. the ones that can't make it, we're going to definitely stream it so they can see it. So, yeah.
Definitely, bro, definitely. So, as far as, like, you know, the youth is going through so much right now.
Yes, yes.
And there's so much Black Lives Matter, and there's black crimes, and there's so much going on right now. If you could, if you could talk to the youth right now, from everything that you've been through and everything that you have experienced, what would you say to them?
Don't let outside society pretty much dictate how your life should go. Don't let the chaos of outside society to stop what you want as far as like within life. Keep on pushing, keep on going. Always keep a positive mindset. Even with the good, I mean, you stay positive with it, but even with the bad, you try to stay positive with it too. Take the good and the bad. You just try to stay out the way. You know, stay with that dream that you want to push forward, and just keep it going, keep it pushing, keep it going. Stay positive. Good vibe.
Definitely, bro. Your social media, where should we get your music, bro? Where should we, rock
I'm on all platforms, Spotify, Instagram, YouTube Music, YouTube, SoundCloud, Apple Music, you name it, Papa from the North on it. Papa from the North is all one word. But yeah, you can find me on there. Like I said, Instagram, Papa from the North, everything the same.
Papa from the North, that's what's up. Everybody
yes,
know. You know, this is where it's at right now. You know, you got any shout-outs you want to give to people? Friends, family?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to
hold that thought. You know, go to the phone lines one more time.
Do it.
Okay, you're live.
Who's this? Oh, what's up?
Yeah.
We're good.
No, the music is hot. I just got one question though.
Appreciate
I know
you.
a lot of people they go back and forth with it, but as far as the music, what's almost like two questions. But you trying to go independent, or you looking for a record deal? And if it is a record deal that you're looking for, how you going to keep from being robbed like, so many of the other artists have been being robbed in the past and still being robbed now?
Bro, listen, I mean, that's like every artist's debate, you know what I mean? If you should go independent, if you go with the record label, what to look for, what's the good, what's the bad, I mean, it's pretty much where you're trying to do it. You know what I mean? Do you want the money already behind you with it, or do you want to get it from the ground up and have all that money for you so you ain't even got to give it to the middleman? You know what I mean? Shit, with me, I'm trying to do this thing all independent. I ain't even going to lie to you, Ken. I'm trying to do it independent, man. I'm trying to keep everything, amongst the family, man. But I mean, if it gets to a point where it's a label, they definitely got to mess with the movement. You know what I mean? Definitely have to be within the line where we see eye to eye, where nothing is getting taken away, on both ends.
Definitely. That's very important, man. You know, that money looks good. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
They don't tell you that money that they giving you, they want that shit back.
Owe that back, right? That's the thing. You gotta owe that right back.
Yes.
That part.
Yeah, what if one day you wake up and you just don't want to do this no more. You can't stop because you signed the contract. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and that's the beauty of being independent, because if I want to wake up tomorrow and say, man, I want to put out a 12-track album, I can do it. I don't even have to go to nobody. I don't have to sit there and run nothing through nobody. If I want to wake up tomorrow and put out an album, I can do it. You know what I mean? That's something kind of like the beauty of being independent, but it is some trials and tribulations with some curses too, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's just about whatever you're trying to go with, you know?
Yes, definitely. It's a lot of things behind the scenes that we didn't know before about the music industry. But since YouTube came out, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of secrets behind the scenes that we're finding out, you know?
Exactly.
It's the reason why these artists are so depressed and gotta stay high and drugged up all the time. Like, they're going through things that we don't know about, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, that industry could be a demon. You know what I mean? You don't pay attention. You know what I mean? You gotta stay woke. Got to.
So listen, man, I gotta ask you, because it's the hottest trending topic going on right now. Was Will Smith wrong?
I know you're going to bring it up.
For slapping this shit out of Chris Rock, was he wrong? And she was wrong.
To be honest with you, I mean, as a man, you should be able to control your emotions, especially being around that many people and having that caliber as far as, like, that image. You should be able to know how to handle yourself. But then again, it's like, all he was doing was protecting his wife, you know, and holding down as far as with those vibes. So it's like, can you be mad at him, or are you going to hang him for it? You know what I mean? So that's a tough one. But man, listen, Chris Rock is a champ. He's a champ. He took it. He's a champ.
Yo, the thing about me, bro, is that he continued with the same, like, he continued what he had to say.
Right.
That blew my mind, bro.
That's the thing. It's like, at the end of the day, the show got to continue. And
that's
what
I tell people.
We got to continue.
Yeah, so if he would have walked off, he wouldn't have got paid. You know what I mean? All right, you snapped me, but you ain't going to embarrass me and cost me my money. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's a tough one. I don't know. That's sticky. Real sticky.
All right, brother. I know you're very busy, though. I ain't going to hold you no longer. Go ahead and get out your shout-out to your friends and family.
Yeah. I want to give a shout-out to my fiancé, Danielle. I want to give out a shout-out to my beautiful kids, Damian Jr., Mason, and my baby girl, Harlem. I want to give a shout-out to my boy, Josh. That's another artist, another internet that works with me. I want to give a shout-out to one of my close friends. He's an artist, too. Go by the name of Almighty JP. Check him out on all platforms. Shout out to my Uncle Duke and Auntie Sheila, my granny. And keep a lookout. Papa from the North. All platforms, Instagram, you name it, be on it.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Bro, listen, bro. This is your home. Anytime you got new music or anything you got going on, feel free to come home and bring it to us, man. You know what I mean? This is what we do here, man.
Yes, sir. Good vibes, high vibes, and we pushing positivity just like that.
There you go. All right, big property in the building, man. That's how we do it. Yeah, I know the name. It's Humble Life, ENT, Reality Radio, / Humble Life Experience. Thank you for joining us tonight. Man, I told y'all, man, nothing but the hotness. Next week, I got another banger for y'all. V Tony, any last words?
You know how I do. Stay humble, stay blessed, stay positive.
Yeah, yeah. On behalf of the whole crew, yeah, I know what to do. Stay positive, stay safe. We out of here.
We in there.
I don't know when she called when she was wetting up some drawers, yeah. I'm the one that called if you really wanna ball, yeah.
I'm the one she called when she wetting up them drawers, yeah. I'm the one that called if you really wanna ball, yeah. I'm the one that called, see the roof up in the stars, yeah. I'm the one that call, yeah. I'm the one that call, yeah. I'm the one she called when she wetting up them drawers, yeah. I'm the one that call to come and beat down them walls, yeah. I'm the one that call you wanna ball and get them big checks. Had to cut them off, diamond flawless like a big flex. Fucked in the vault with all my checks.